You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So last week, US Olympic gymnast Simone Biles withdrew from competition due to mental health issues. Also yesterday, English footballer Tyrone Mings opened up about his struggle with mental health during the recent Euros football tournament. Now, I spoke with mental performance coach David Neathy, who works with elite athletes from various sports, on the issue of mental well-being in athletes and how this impacts the younger generation.
How does mental health or mental performance play into sports?
Well, obviously, you know, it's all about priorities. Mental health is the priority. So the health of the individual or the athlete is always priority over performance. Now, what we've had in this situation, you look at the work that I do in working with athletes is helping them to overcome some of the challenges of anxiety, etc. And in the Olympics, you can imagine how many hundreds of athletes or thousands of athletes that are there. And we've had one situation, and this is possibly an extreme situation. I think the most important thing to appreciate is that we possibly don't fully understand exactly what was going on during and beforehand. So yeah, we're talking a sort of an extreme situation. And this young woman, now I believe this is the gymnast?
Yes.
Right. And she's been to the Olympics before, so she's certainly well-conditioned and prepared to compete at the highest level. So I would suggest there's possibly something a little bit deeper going on that obviously needs to be addressed. Now, having said that, the challenge that we have is we can all appreciate there's a lot of time and investment that goes into these athletes, and to finally get to the Olympics and then turn around and say, you know, I'm having problems. For me personally, ideally there should have been some dialogue. Ideally it would have been nice for her to have maybe acknowledged or said something beforehand. However, these things can suddenly appear at the weirdest times, and we've got to appreciate and respect that. Fundamentally for me, with my athletes, the simple principle is prevention's better than cure. So if we have given these athletes the right strategies to manage that and navigate the way through the stresses, the expectations, then there's a probability that they'll be able to manage themselves in competition. So I would say there's probably something a little bit more deeper going on with this young woman, and we've got to, it probably took a lot of courage for her to say something because she probably felt a lot of expectation on her shoulders. But yeah, fundamentally, players' welfare is always going to be the priority.
I just saw this article posted today, which states that for millennials, quitting is stronger than staying. What are your thoughts on that statement?
Here we go. I'm going to open a can of worms here, potentially. I think the key thing that I've talked about with my athletes isn't so much the word. Now, let's put this into a context with some of the athletes that I work with. The key word here isn't so much athlete as it is the word professional. And with that comes a certain amount of obligation and responsibility. It's a fine line, you know what I mean? It's one of those things that you can't put a generalization on this. We've got to take it in the context of the individual and their circumstances. However, there are also a certain responsibilities, and you know, we're paid to perform with these top athletes. There is a level of expectation, and again, it's not something that you can be black and white about. It's one of those things that case by case, we've seen that the harden up attitude, well, that's caused a lot of problems too. So I think really what it comes down to is the individual, the support network. It's about having the courage to speak up and say, hey, listen, I need some help. And having the right support around an athlete and individual to help navigate and help them get through the challenging situation that they're in.
For our younger generation, do you think with the mental well-being of athletes and athletes that they may look up to, do you think that also gives them the courage to stand up and speak out?
In the future, we've got to develop a certain level of resilience. We need to be able to help these young athletes and young individuals navigate the challenges of life. We need to help develop a tenacious resolve. We need to give them strategies to cope more effectively. Whether we like it or not, there's always going to be a certain level of expectation and responsibility, and we need to be able to be open-minded in our ability to be able to accept that, the responsibilities of performance, but more importantly, it's given them the support that they need and the toolbox to help them navigate their way through some of these challenging situations.
David also expresses the importance of speaking out if you are struggling. If you are going through a hard time, please do refer to helplines. You can call Lifeline at 0800 543 354, or you can text them at 4357, or you can phone Healthline at 0800 611 116.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.